other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment, we have a very important guest to get into the psychology of tyranny coming up. We're going to continue with your calls right now. Then I'm going to news blitz 40 minutes into this hour. And then have open phones throughout the next hour. Ton of news we haven't even gotten to yet. One of the top stories today is at PrisonPlanet.com. Scannergate. Facts contradict Heathrow claim that naked images can't be printed. With this movie star, TV star, saying they printed out his naked body and had him sign it. Some women there. You have all these TSA people in the U.S., similar people in England, saying they're God, going crazy, hitting on women, groping people. This is par for the course. And they've been caught lying, saying they can't print or save images. That we know is a lie. And that's a key story. Everybody needs to get out to everybody and needs to go viral right now. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Who is up next here, John? All right, Step in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I called you guys today. I wanted to thank you for putting up the story about the national emergency. I will admit that's probably the best overall story about it I've seen anywhere. So I'd like to congratulate you on that. I also want to get to the end of the second part of what I was saying the other day. This is the foundation of the entire NWO. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank, the BIC, the whole deal. The whole deal.
Yeah, that's how they operate outside of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, is they declare emergencies inside governments they control, and that's how the shadow government is in control.
Yes, sir. But we have the same thing going on worldwide, and let me explain to you. If you look at the UN Charter at Article 53 and 107, it describes there the sole reason, the only reason for the UN's existence is to wage war on what they define as the Axis. This is why George Bush is running around saying, you know, the evil Axis countries, the Axis of this. He was using that to empower him through the UN Charter. So once the war versus the Axis is over, the UN must disband.
Yes, it's a War Powers Act. It's a War Powers Act, Step. I appreciate your call. Ted in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I have a question and I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the question is, I'd like to know what you think about Sarah Palin throwing his support behind Rand Paul, and then I'd like to know what your interpretation of him accepting her endorsement is. That's my question, and then I have a comment later.
Well, she has endorsed hundreds of candidates, and the neocons jumped on her last week and put me in articles concerning it, where Rand Paul said, I'm widening my base, widening what I have to say, you know, to be more palatable to the general Republican Party to basically win. And he has said that if we're attacked and we had a specific enemy, that, you know, we should have gone after Saudi Arabia if they supposedly did 9/11 instead of Iraq. And so they spun that to say he's being deceptive, being a little bit more mainline Republican to get elected. And I said, well, you know, do you agree with your father basically 100%? And he said, yes. And so the neocons are going after him, and they're mad that Palin endorsed him, and they're trying to get that endorsement removed. But you see her true colors going after Medina, trying to prop up as she surges and is about to eclipse him. I mean, she's got a good chance of winning now. I think Rand Paul's great. Now, if he gets in and goes sideways on us or something, I'll have to come out against him. But I don't think that's going to happen. We should support Rand Paul for the U.S. Senate.
Yes, I was a little confused by the, you know, non-support for Medina and then the support for Rand. So I guess we'll just have to watch that. And then my comment is I called back a while ago. I really encourage all the musicians out there to make music videos in the subjects that you deal with, because I think that's a good alternate way to get the message out. I made a music video I'd like to plug. It's called The Ballad of Alex Jones. It's a 5-minute anthem jam, and it's on the YouTube Matrix portal. It's called The Ballad of Alex Jones. Please check it out.
Wow, we'll go to YouTube and check it out. Thank you. We're out of time. Call back again.
Oh. How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heartbeat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We launched our new free Alex Jones Radio Show app yesterday, and it's already number 8 on the iPhone's app in the news section. At current rates, it will eclipse by next week the number 2 and number 1 spot of the New York Times. The free app to listen how you want, when you want, where you want on your iPhone is at InfoWars.com, a link to the subsection so you don't have to search for it at the iPhone store. Of course, for over a year, we've been listed as the top news radio talk show on Flycast that has hundreds of stations and shows, so you can listen on any cell phone with that system. But this is easy. Just get the app. You've got it. We're adding a news feature to it, news tickers. It's got an alarm clock, a bunch of other features. It's got a big back end we can add things to. It's already got a bunch of features, and that's free. About 5 weeks ago or so, we had Max Keiser on the show, and he was talking about learned helplessness. And he was reading from an article, "Are Americans a Broken People? Why We've Stopped Fighting Back Against the Forces of Oppression." And then I had a chance to see Dr. Bruce E. Levine on Max's TV show. So we got him on the broadcast today because I've read so many corporate documents. One of the best examples was in 2001. They had a RFID summit in Chicago with Gillette, the Pentagon, and others saying, how do we force everybody to accept RFID and every can of beans, every razor, all your tires, tracking everywhere you go. We'll make the real world like a Google searchable system where everything's tracked. And they said, our internal studies show 87% don't want this, but it also shows we can create a sense of brokenness or desperation where they just submit once we break through these barriers. So they know what they're doing. And the naked body scanners recording you and your children's genitals, lying about it, saying they don't record it. Now it's admitted they do record it in the TSA zone documents. It's all about a journey into total enslavement. Now the chief of police in Austin takes blood without warrants. They do it all over the state of Texas. I mean, under a federal grant. In England, they come up and do random checkpoints and ask you if you're a terrorist. We're being bathed in tyranny. Bruce E. Levine, Ph.D., is a clinical psychologist and author of Is Surviving America Depression Epidemic? How to Find Moral Energy and Community in a World Gone Crazy. Dr. Levine has been a private practice since 85 and has presented talks and workshops to diverse organizations throughout North America. He's also the author of Common Sense Rebellion, Taking Back Your Life from Drugs. That's a good psychologist. Shrinks, Corporations, and the World Gone Crazy. And 2003, and he was recently authored the chapter Trouble Children and Teens, Common Sense Solutions Without Psychiatric Drugs and Manipulations for Alternative Beyond Psychiatry, Peter Lehman Publishing, 2007. Dr. Levine has been a regular contributor to Z Magazine, Alternet, and his articles and interviews have been published in numerous other magazines. He is an editorial advisor for the Icarus Project, Freedom Center, Harm Reduction Guide to Coming Off Psychiatric Drugs. On the editorial advisory board of the Journal for Ethical Human Psychological and Psychiatry, Bruce Levine, his website spelled Bruce, LEVINE.net. And we again appreciate him joining us. Maybe I should keep him the whole hour if he's got time. I did just have him to 40 after because I want to talk some about the mass drugging of the population and then how these synthetic drugs in many studies are more dangerous than heroin and cocaine. And now they're saying pregnant women are all mentally ill. You have a car wreck, you're mentally ill, and everybody's got to be drugged. But that's a separate issue from this type of broken population who've capitulated. I kind of took issue with Max Kaiser on the TV show when he said, you know, Alex Jones tells you all these problems, but where are the solutions? All we talk about is taking our states back, shattering the left-right paradigm, empowering people, how you can stand up. All we are is solutions. But I also believe the biggest solution is really discrediting the system and really bringing people to grips with just how ruthless and sociopathic and in some cases sadistically psychopathic elites that have been competing with each other in a kind of survival of the fittest race towards the most corrupt, manipulative, and silver-tongued getting into control. And we see that throughout human civilization in the last 10,000 years. Doctor, thanks for coming on with us.
Good to be on your show, Alex.
Okay, you got the floor. Break down this article, Are We a Broken People?, and then how this has happened and how we empower ourselves.
Okay, well, a lot of things that I think a lot of folks probably have a reflex, a healthy reflex, that anything a psychologist has to say is like, well, this is just going to be some elitist psychobabble. And I think that's a healthy reflex. So let me just preface what I'm saying is that there are some, a lot of the kind of elitism in this, my whole profession has to do, some of it's outright lies, but a lot of it has to do with trying to make stuff that's just basic common sense into using professional jargon to make it sound like it's some kind of special inside information. So let me just talk about a few things that are important when you're trying to understand how you break a population that are just basic common sense. One is this whole idea of learned helplessness, which I guess a bunch of my colleagues had to go through a whole bunch of studies, shocking dogs, to discover that if you put a dog in a situation where they've got no control over their shocks, you know, they're going to get into a depressed, helpless state versus a dog who gets to, you know, have some control over their shocks, and they're going to not be so depressed. It's just basic common sense stuff. If you've got no control over your situation, if all you get to do every year, for example, specifically, is to choose between a Democrat who pushes corporate control and senseless wars, a Republican who pushes corporate control and senseless wars, or you get to vote maybe for a third party and then the Democrat and Republican wins, or you don't vote, and in any case you always get corporate control and senseless wars, you move into a kind of state of learned helplessness. Okay, that's all that really means. Another, I think, important concept, again, common sense stuff for any of you out there who have ever been in an abuse syndrome or know anybody in it, is you realize that you get to a certain point where you've been kind of beat up and allowed yourself to stay in a relationship too long, whether this is with another human being or with an institution or with a government, that you go too far and you get broken. So in other words, you get to a situation where you know the truth. Okay, you know the truth that, for example, the guy or the woman that you're with is physically, emotionally, sexually abusive. You cannot leave. You're too weak. Or you're in that situation in your corporation, in your business, and you know that about your boss, but you've gotten yourself so weak that you cannot leave. Or that, in fact, happens, I think, for citizens in a society who actually, more and more people don't even call themselves citizens in the U.S. anymore. They call themselves consumers, customers. And so you get to a certain point, which I'm concerned of, that has already happened here in the United States, is that we do have a broken population and that we get to a point where the truth is inspirational for some people. It is energizing for some people. It is, helps them, but not for everybody. This is not Thomas Paine's colonial America where you had a guy like Thomas Paine taking the courage to write a book called, a pamphlet called Common Sense. And then, knowing the population knew that how much guts that took, because if they caught him, they would hang him. And, hundreds of thousands of people read it, and it's inspired them. This is not this kind of society anymore. Most of those colonials were not broken people, okay? And we have a society today where, unfortunately, truth does not set people a lot free. And that's what happens when you have an abused, broken population.
Well, I agree with you, but I've read well over 100 books on the revolutionary period and the 15 years before that I think is even more important. And I know it was 1% that started it, 3% in the middle of the war, 5% by the end. Really, 80% kind of sat out, and the British had about 15% supporting them. And if you even look at bad revolutions, like the communists or the Nazis, they were only 5% at the start. So, my message is good revolutions, bad revolutions against corruption or tyranny, or fake revolutions into more tyranny. It's always a minority that changes the world. Look at abolitionists in 1800, maybe 2% of the population. 66 years later, slavery is basically over, but other forms of it continued. So my issue is, hey, half the people here on this show may get even more helpless. I'm not looking for them, Doctor. I'm looking for those that have the spirit of 1776.
Well, that makes sense. We're not in any disagreement, Alex. I mean, that's what I totally, if you're not completely broken, truths are going to energize you. So, for example, you mentioned the abolitionist, John Brown. His dream was he's going to go ahead and confront the U.S. government in the most direct way possible, and that's going to inspire a slave revolt.
Well, a military attack, yeah.
Yeah, it never happened, but it did inspire a lot of other people. It was highly energizing for some people who were on the fence there, or close to feeling like this was a great idea. So I think that's an important thing if you're going to think about this thing psychologically, is that you have to kind of gauge your population and, for example, not waste time with a completely broken population, that in some ways not only aren't you going to energize them, but if you've ever hung out with anybody who's in an abuse syndrome on a personal level, that not only don't you energize them by telling them that their spouse is an abusive idiot, you can shame them. You can make them feel, put them even in more pain. And, pain for me is the source of why people get depressed and apathetic. If people are overwhelmed by enough pain, they shut down. They just drink alcohol. They use, drugs. They'll get depressed. And so you have to gauge your population who you're talking to.
Well, I agree with you. And I do know that the truth has a unfortunate byproduct. But it's worse, though, I think, for people that never even know that truth, but subconsciously kind of based in this really sick, dying culture. I mean, there's no doubt we're as decadent as anything the planet's ever seen. And I find a lot of people get depressed, but then years later, it's almost like a delayed time bomb. I see some of the apathetic come out of it.
Right. That's true. That's absolutely true. There are certain times, and that's it's much easier to kind of gauge this on a personal level than it is when you're speaking in mass to this large audience that you and I are talking to right now. But there are definitely some people right now out there who are just, you know, listening, and they've never heard a psychologist, for example, say that most of what my profession is doing out there is to kind of either A, make money off of them, or B, be kind of a police, part of the interpersonal police for the established order to control them. I mean,
I agree. Stay there. We got a break. Amazing. Stay there, doctor.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
I got to say something. People have been emailing me. Jim Cramer is not our advertiser. It's a Genesis advertiser. And I guess we're getting so big that Jim Cramer's ad agency's come to us. This is the guy calling for world government last week and saying the Illuminati's good. Talk about a face in the crowd. I mean, give me a break. Ever seen that movie, Face in the Crowd? Jim Cramer, give me. I'm going to shut up right now. Short segment, long segment coming up. I'm going to go ahead and keep our guest the whole hour. This is just too powerful. What Dr. Bruce E. Levine, Ph.D., is saying. Okay, I've got a few questions, and I want you to roll with what you're saying about psychiatry, psychologists being this enforcement arm. It's separate from people just getting desperate and submitting to abusers in government or personal relationships or in work. There's even more extreme things like the Stockholm Syndrome, obviously, where people defend their oppressors. They do a little Crime Stop Orwellian trick of saying, I like the abuse. It's good. It keeps me safe. As almost like a psychological evolutionary system to make them not feel bad and to love their servitude.
Sure. I mean, you have to kind of justify why you haven't escaped, right? I mean, it's one of those kinds of things in life where if you haven't, you realize at some level it's humiliating to be controlled, to be enslaved, to be dominated. And so if you don't extricate yourself from that situation, you have to tell yourself all kinds of things. Another fancy psychological term, which again is common sense, is something called cognitive dissonance, which is just a jargon term of saying that people don't like to be in a state of tension. And so they'll do things to escape that state of tension. For some people, they'll escape an abusive situation. For other people, they will tell themselves they're not in an abusive situation. That's what a lot of the U.S. citizenry does. That's what you hear from Republicans, Democrats, school teachers, mental health professionals. You hear that all the time. It's their way of, like, justifying why they're not rebelling. You know, even though, you know, I could give you example after example, or just, and you can too, where it's just obvious that we're in some kind of a tyrannical, non-democratic, not even a republic here, but people just do nothing, and the reason why they have to do that is they, you know, justify it with all kinds of stuff. It's all, you know, it may not be great here, but we're still living in the greatest country in all the world, and all these kinds of other statements like that, which are, you know, evidence of people just so not wanting to deal with the humiliation of tyranny and slavery that they have to tell themselves all kinds of lies.
And meanwhile, a major university last year rated the U.S. as the sixth worst police state in the world, and I talk to French, British, other people who won't even come here now because they know what a police state is. They're going into one as well, and we're losing most of our tourism, and still people say, no, we're free, we're free.
Right. Right. It's sad. I mean, one of the kind of things that really got me thinking about how sort of sad it was that after the 2000 election, which again, I'm certainly dislike with a passion George W. Bush, and was no fan of Al Gore. But the reality was after that election, that a Supreme Court justice, you know, says basically this is a sham. He said that we don't know who the hell really won here, that nobody should have any confidence in the rule of law. These are the paraphrasing of what Justice of John Paul Stevens said. And, you know, you would think in any kind of country at all, any kind of nation, where you had 50, 60 million people voting for a guy, you know, and they realized they got just totally screwed, totally disenfranchised, you would have a major population out on the streets. I mean, that's what you saw in Iran. Right? You saw that in Iran. You saw up to 3 million people in Iran upset about their election fraud. You saw it in Mexico. And what's happening here in the United States here is, why is it that when we have our election jokes, our pseudo-democratic processes, we have even less guts, less courage to get out there than these other societies which we make fun of here in America as banana republics or as total tyrannies? Why do they have more guts, more courage than we do?
Coming up, I want to get into the psychiatric / psychological system. I mean, obviously, you can get a pastor, or there are a lot of good psychologists who actually help people who are loving, but you also get a lot of control freaks, a lot of people that end up abusing their patients, and you talk about them being enforcers for this oppressive system. I've had Psychology Today and John Gartner, and he wrote an article saying, basically, I'm a schizophrenic. There's no world government. I'm lying about everything. And when you really read his piece, it is what is mentally ill or purely deceptive. I mean, if he really believes the things he's saying about me, here's an example coming up after the break. Tony Blair was on Fox News yesterday and said it's a conspiracy theory that they lied about WMDs. They just use that term conspiracy theory for anything now, anything questioning the government.
Right. I mean, we've got a long history, my profession, of pathologizing, medicalizing things that we don't like, that create some havoc, don't go along with the official order. I mean, it goes back to there were doctors in the South during before the Civil War there who viewed slaves who fled. They had some kind of mental illness. Why would they want to leave a plantation? I mean, if they didn't have a mental illness, and you have, I mean, just very recently.
Stay there, Doc. Long segment coming up. We'll break it down. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little.
A lot has gone into North America's cow-like apathy, the slovenly sloth-likeness that we've turned into. We've been decadent. We've had it really good for a long time, and that always leads to weakness. We've been spoiled our children. We haven't gone through adversity. People don't appreciate things. I think the most important thing of a cornucopia of factors, and I want Dr. Levine to talk about this because I've read his writings and really think it's very piercing, and right along my own research just from studying this and watching it and being part of it, the process of awakening people, that Madison Avenue, and I've read Bernays' two books, I've read many other books by the big modern fathers of advertising and propaganda, and most people know this, but they don't consciously put it into their decision-making every day, and people don't think about it. But most people know that Madison Avenue learned about 100 years ago to make you feel inadequate. So they choose a body type, on average, that women don't look like. For thousands of years, the full-bodied, voluptuous figure was the most beautiful in every culture. It's what I like. It's what men like. I don't like what modern porn has done in a lot of ways, but in one respect, it has brought back the real figure men like. You know, the market has shown they don't want some skinny heroin head. But Madison Avenue chose that because then women will feel inadequate and they could sell them all the cosmetics, the drugs, the diets. Edward Bernays, you know, they had women with cigarettes at rallies. They paid them to smoke cigarettes at meetings where women were trying to get voting suffrage, their voting rights. And so it was a good cause overall because they were smoking cigarettes and the cigarette manufacturers funded that, they tied it into fake rebellion. But bottom line, they make you feel inadequate, men, women. Then they can give you a false image of what it is to be a strong man or woman, which actually makes you feel even less empowered. And then people just keep doing more and more of what the system says. And so people don't see themselves as leaders. They don't see themselves as trailblazers. Our role models aren't inventors and civil rights activists and scientists and trailblazers and explorers as America's icons had been previously. Now it's some drug addict athlete, or it's some drug addict actress, or it's some the image makers know what they've done, and they've told you if you're not 22 and a blonde, or you're not, you know, a 25-year-old basketball star, you have no worth. And the children are all given false dreams of being something that 1 out of 10,000 are going to be able to do, or maybe 1 out of 1 million in some cases, to be a movie star. And so people feel pathetic about themselves. So how could they stand up and be leaders? Going back to Dr. Levine. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two really insidious forces working at the same time. One is that there's what you're talking about, just kind of making people feel bad about their basic humanity, pathologizing, medicalizing, diseasing, doing all these kinds of things to make people's, feel like who they are is something problematic. One thing happens off of that is that there's a lot of money to be made off of that, certainly in my profession, and I can go through that with you, is that there's also what ends up happening is as folks are making money, the powers to be get to have a more kind of compliant population who feels lousy about themselves. So it's in the total interest of the kind of corporate authoritarian kind of society that we have here that gets spread. And that's why it will not be confronted in any kind of on any kind of mass media. I mean, for the obvious thing is that they're being supported by commercials, by all of these kinds of different companies that are selling it. But on another level, it won't be confronted by any of the powers to be that are on top of this whole hierarchy here, because, at some level, they want a population not really feeling too good about themselves. That's not a population that's going to rebel.
Is this not a corporate psychological dictatorship we're living under?
Well, it has been for a pretty long time. I'll give you one little story here. The father of the American Psychiatric Association, literally. I mean, if you took a look at their image, that adorns the American Psychiatric Association seal. It's a guy named Dr. Benjamin Rush. He's like signed the Declaration of Independence, and so he's they're real proud of him. Well, what this guy did was, in addition to many other crazy treatments that killed a lot of people, I mean.
Including George Washington.
Yeah. I mean, one of his illnesses that he came up with was something called anarchia, which he defined as, quote, an excessive passion for liberty. And it constituted for him a form of insanity. So for him, certainly anybody who at the time who was upset about the American Revolution going in the way of a more centralized, totalitarian kind of society that we've ended up with here today was anybody who confronted that, they had some kind of disease called anarchia. And throughout the whole history of my profession, you'll see that. And so today, I mean, more and more people, I used to say this, and guys like you who were interviewing me, they think I'm making this up, that I'm being... it was being sarcastic, but more and more people are hip to the idea that there actually is an illness today in my business called oppositional defiant disorder, ODD. And this is not an arcane diagnosis. It's given often, and kids are behaviorally modified.
No. John Gartner on the phone was basically telling me I had this.
That you had ODD?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm schizophrenic.
Well, let me tell your audience, I would doubt that there's one member of your audience there who does not have the symptoms symptoms of ODD. I sure as heck am proud to have it. I mean, some of the symptoms that they call an illness are, one, often argues with adults. Two, often refuses to comply with adults. I mean, you know, often gets upset and angry with adults. I mean, these are the symptoms of an illness. And, you know, that's the most one of the more obvious so-called psychiatric, you know, so-called illnesses that's clearly a form of rebellion. But if you take a look at almost everything else that has been labeled as a illness or a pathology or, you know, throughout the history of my business, it's really either an overt or a covert form of rebellion. And of course, there's much more money, you know, to be made by labeling an illness, especially nowadays when you drug everything, and pharmaceutical companies are making a ton off of people's problems and off of people's rebellions. But it's also in the benefit for the whole culture and society. If you could drug every rebellious kid out there, if you could drug everybody out there who's depressed because their life is miserable here because there's no freedom, there's no justice, there's no autonomy. You know, if you can drug all of them, well, not only is there a ton of money to be made out of it, but you quash rebellion.
Absolutely. Now, pulling back from this, I want to get into solutions from your deep research on these subjects, but I also wanted to just have the parallel to the pimp game. It's the same way a pimp breaks a whore. And, you know, they ask the pimps on television, what do you pay your girls? I pay them nothing. They're lucky if I give them a Happy Meal or some Kentucky Fried Chicken. And these women are just groveling and begging to these guys and worshiping them and saying, I want to do more, 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 more. And you look at the way the government and all its corruption, all the bad things it does, it's the authority. It's the officials. You know, we are now the servants of the government. It's literally the government is a pimp and we are now their whore.
Well, it seems that way. I mean, people are getting less and less and less, and whatever they've got is being threatened to be taken away from them, and people are just reacting like passively. I guess that's the way it is. I guess that's what always happens. So that kind of psychology that you're describing is actually, it seems like it's happening.
Well, how do we recreate 1776 in a peaceful way? Because the media always demonizes protests, puts them in free speech zones, hires provocateurs on record to engage in violence in front of news cameras so they can then attack the peaceful crowd. We know that's how they're keeping people from getting out on the streets and involved, and they admit they're spying on everybody now. So there's this overall chilling effect. Somebody like myself, and I never thought of myself as particularly a tough guy or even rebellious, I don't want to be a slave. I don't want my children to be a slave. I know the great value is property rights and freedom and all of this. And I know an Orwellian police state when I see it, because I've studied a lot of history. Early on, I found it to be entertaining, is the reason I got deeply into history even in high school. But now those that know history are not doomed to repeat it, I guess, the reverse of what Lord Acton said. So expanding on that, what are some of the solutions you found to get people who are in apathy or who are in learned helplessness or who are in cognitive dissonance to unwrap their minds from this corruption and start standing up? I mean, my best experience is to teach them. We have this hero image of an Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movies or a Clint Eastwood fixing it all. John Wayne, one guy comes in and does it. But really, it's small decisions and valuing yourself and not making them let you feel insecure and pathetic and setting your priorities and helping others. I have found that that's how you can build people with small steps up to see their power.
Right. At one level, I mean, and this, again, I've written a few books and got many, many different ideas and solutions there, but I'll try to kind of distill it to a few things here. If you take a look at the great kind of democratic movements, and there have been in our society. We've had a people's party. We've had a populist movement. And you take a look at what was going on there. You know, what you had was people who had individual self-respect and what we call collective self-confidence. They had some faith and they had some trust in other people. Okay, those are your key ingredients. And so what does that mean? You know, for anybody out there who's listening, what can I do here at any given time, each day here, that restores some of my self-respect here? You know, that gives me even more self-respect. That's going to give me strength. What can I do each day that gives me more confidence and trust with those people around me? What can I do to help myself? What can I do to help other people? I'll give you one interesting, it is the least interesting for me, example of a population that you would think out there is going to be one of the most broken population, most difficult to restore this, and who's pulled it off. There's a group of folks that, you know, who've come contacted me off of my writing, especially when I wrote Common Sense Rebellion, who call themselves psychiatric survivors. And I had never heard this term up until, say, about 1993, 94. And so they explained to me that what they were people who, when they were going through some tough times in life, especially in their adolescence or you know, early adulthood, and they had, you know, they really were overwhelmed by pains in their life, they and started acting a little bit bizarrely, that they were kind of taken captive by the whole, by psychiatrists, and instead of people caring about them and letting them just chill out and move through a tough stretch in their life, they were put in forced treatments, psychiatric hospitals, forced drugging, in some cases forced electroshock.
Oh, I had countless friends in Dallas who would have banker dads, insurance salesman dads. They'd be playing football on the team. They would catch them when they were 15 with one joint, and they put them in facilities and straitjacketed them, drugged them, and when they came out, man, they got tattoos, got on hard drugs, and were gone. They actually went the opposite way.
Right, yeah, and a lot of people go all kinds of ways. One is that what you're describing. Some people just become captive to the system for life, okay, and just, you know, buy into their diagnosis, buy into their illness, you know, go on a social security disability, and, you know, just kind of, you know, that's their path. But there's another kind of group, an interesting kind of group. A lot of these folks probably would, you know, all define themselves as anti-authoritarians, some of them libertarians, probably more of them would define themselves as anarchists. But there's significant populations of these folks that I ran into. They've asked me to come and speak, and you know, one of the things that I found that they did, and, you know, really instructive thing, is that what they realized was is that we are going to take our problems and not hand them over to authorities anymore. That, in other words, that's what we're, one of the major socializations in our society is, like, if you've got any kind of problems, call in an authority. Okay?
Specialist.
What's that?
The new priesthood specialist.
Right. And of course, there's all kinds of problems to that. But the one thing that I hadn't thought about that they taught me was that you're losing a chance, an opportunity by giving your authorities away to these, you know, to these faceless interpersonal money making authorities. You're losing the opportunity to use that problem that you have to connect with other people. And that's exactly what these psychiatric survivors did. Form their own communities. They don't need psychiatrists. They don't need psychologists. They form their own communities of support, of empathy, of learning, you know, of all the kinds of things that you would get, you know, that would restore what I talked about, individual self-respect.
And then again, shifting gears, doctor, I want to go back into solutions with you. Here's an example. The Tea Parties are libertarian / constitutionalist and real liberals who know the Democratic Party's bad news. And then the Republican Party comes in and just takes it over. That's an example of how they don't want us having our own community. Here's another. You know, I go to an event. It's all basically my people there. They run psyops, run over just, you know, five of them out of 300, get in my face, make a big event out of it, select videos out just to make it look like I'm the bad guy to destroy trust in me. And I read whether they're doing this through jealousy or COINTELPRO. Then I go and I read the COINTELPRO 2,000 pages of documents and Army warfare manuals on doing this in indigenous areas. They say destroy trust in the true community leaders. Lie about them. Stage terror attacks. Blame it on them. Go into different activist groups in the U.S. Turn everybody against any organization that gets any size or power. So the real mark of a real organization is that the system is going to come after it. And the system knows they want to keep us all balkanized and separate and fighting with each other.
Right, and within any organization, unfortunately, you're going to always have folks who are willing to sell out for more power, for more prestige, for more money. And that's what, you know, we've been very good at, the kind of corporate government partnership domestically and internationally, is finding those people who are willing to sell out their people. And I guess, you know, in the folks who really were genuinely caring about a government control and had real kind of moral, ideas about what the Tea Party was going to do for them, you know, that they should not have been surprised that a bunch of warmongers from the Republican Party were going to come in there and try to rip them off.
And now there's a big fight inside the Tea Party, and the Republicans are saying, you don't belong here, get out, and they're running three people against Ron Paul right now with Republican Party money.
Well, you know, from what I'm hearing here with Ron Paul was that he was smart enough to sort of realize, you know, that the Tea Party movement was going to be, you know, deeply problematic because it was drawing together people who just did not dislike government control. That there were a lot of folks from the get-go in there, unfortunately, who were racist. I hate to say it, but that's true. You know, there were people in there who were just, you know, chauvinistic, flag-waving Americans. There were a whole bunch of groups in there who just were, you know, who were, you know, against abortion, you know, against the, you know, liberty of a woman to, you know, there were a whole bunch of different.
Point is, it was balkanized. It was balkanized.
Right.
And so that's why he's got Campaign for Liberty. That is his views.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my whole issue is I believe it's a civil right for the unborn, but I understand it's become a political football issue. But I don't get mad at people that disagree with me on political views. But my whole issue is we know that they want to balkanize. They want to divide groups. Anybody who's a radio host or a website person who all they do is fight with other people and attack other people and stir up fights, that is somebody working for the system. And you see the Democrats wanted to make the Tea Party all about Republicans. It became a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's what the power structure wanted because the two parties really work together.
Right. I mean, that's right, and that's part of the problem, you know, that folks get manipulated into kind of bickering on relatively minor issues here. I mean, I'm sure somebody out there who, you know, really, you know, cares passionately about whether, you know, gay marriage should be allowed or, you know, gay civil, you know, union is good enough or all of these kinds of issues. But these are the powers to be are always going to pick divisive issues and have people who the majority of people care about, you know, getting rid of corporate
and then
control.
And then never resolve it.
Right.
Stay there.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
By the way, we've got them in. How Weed Won the West, exposing government drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, how they bring it in to launder the money, and as an excuse to legalize slavery again when you use any of these drugs. They then get to put you in their private prisons, predominantly owned by the big banks that launder the drug money. So the drug dealers get to use their drugs and put you in their own prisons. CIA drug dealing, all of it available at InfoWars.com. Ships out next Monday. How Weed Won the West that I'm in and consulted on. It's excellent. Also, you can pre-order Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracies. It's excellent. We'll be shipping it first in early March. Pre-order it now. You can get free films when you order it. Check out those deals at InfoWars.com. Our guest will be with us into the next segment. Really appreciate him having this big discussion with me today. And I know it's informative for myself and for you out there listening. I've always told listeners that there's also another byproduct of the government lying and corporations lying. Then there's a total loss of faith in everything. People stop researching. They just don't believe anything. And society collapses. Look at Mexico. Look at North Korea. Mexico's so corrupt. They have three times the resources we have. But the culture of corruption, people just lay down and don't produce anything. That's how they keep from being robbed. That's why the Soviet Union collapsed. I tell you that there's COINTELPRO trying to discredit me, anybody else that's good. You know you're good, though. You know the world's only going to be better if you get involved and lift other people up. You know you can trust yourself, so take action. Don't get involved in all the infighting and the bitterness and everything that gets pushed in this culture. Now, going back to our guest, sir, we look at all this. What are some other solutions you found to get people out of their desperation, out of their capitulation to corruption?
One of the things that I've learned over the years in terms of what has helped me and what has been helpful for people I've known and worked with is that asking themselves, like, what are they doing really is a healthy risk. And usually, you know, risks build some strength for people. So, you know, there's certain things when you are, like, speaking truths in certain areas, you are definitely taking some risks. You know, for me, you know, certain times where I'm telling colleagues, you know, who already get what I'm talking about, it's just a kind of fun conversation. It's enjoyable to do. Maybe it builds some community. But there's other situations where you're in a situation where you're going to pay a certain price for it, a political price, an economic price, and you're going to do something there, then you're going to take a certain risk, and that's going to build a certain degree of self-respect. So I think generally, you know, what can you do out there to kind of like build yourself some support? How can you kind of eliminate people in your life who really don't get it, will never get it, and are really going to be trying to undermine you and abuse you and make you feel less? And how are you going to find people out there who are going to be, you know, validating, supportive?
So you're saying don't put up with backstabbers and backbiters and really negative people. Get a better peer group, get into a group of healthier people, and challenge yourself. Don't just preach to the choir. Go out there and build your confidence.
Those are a couple of major areas, yes.
Continue.
Well, I think just in general, you know, specifically, you know, for a lot of people out there who are like, don't believe that they can't do anything out there, that they don't respect that the whole employment world out there is one where they have to, like, lose complete integrity. You know, that's unfortunately rough for a lot of us out there, that we have to eat crow a lot. And so one of the things I tell folks is that, you know, hey, if you have to because your kids are going to starve to death, hey, that's okay. But don't kid yourself when you're doing it just for some extra comfort and some extra security. Again, you know, just, you know, take wherever you can intelligent risks. I mean, a big thing is that school, I have to, you know, that's a whole other topic of how that breaks people. School, I would say, school, television, and the mental health profession are some of the big areas that really break young people. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, that life is very different than school. Life's not going to give you an F for failure, okay? Life is going to reward you, you know, for taking some risks.
Doctor, we got 5 minutes left. We got 5 minutes left. A 1 minute break. We're going to come back. Let's talk about those three pillars of control.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.